Everyone ready? Okay, good evening, everyone. I appreciate y'all coming here. It's Tuesday, February 8th, 2022, City Council meeting, and we all start with a call to order, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Oh, I just called. Looking ahead. Okay. Who wants to lead it this time? Mr. Tran's here.
Sure. Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Dan. Did they let you do that in court?
No.
Oh, well, there. This is even better. And you don't go court.
I don't go anywhere.
And you don't wear a tie here either. Either do I, which is nice. Okay, so now we're going to do roll call. Oh, I need to announce this, since we do have one member remote. Per the governor's, 453rd order or whatever it is, we can conduct this meeting by remote, and that means we have to do all the votes by roll call, correct?
Yes.
Attorney?
Yes.
Counsel? Okay, thank you. Now, do the roll call.
Koch?
Here.
Transier?
Here.
Plocher?
Here.
Soling?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Merrick?
Here.
Tarulis?
Here.
Peterson?
Yes.
We have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you all. Glad to see everyone. It's been an exciting couple months here. And I don't know if I told you all this last time. Maybe I did. These masks, I know people are sick and they're pain, but they're really handy when you're skiing because it gets cold. We went skiing. I tell you what, it was very nice to have a mask and snowboarding too, Chella. Okay, now we have an exciting part of the agenda. We have a presentation to Alex Knopf, who, when was this? I know there was a date somewhere.
End of November.
He competed in the Pan Am Games, Pan Am Junior Games, in Cali, Colombia. And we had to talk about this at 4 o'clock, our 4 o'clock staff meeting. You're way too young. Your parents would know. There was years ago, there would be no American in Cali, unless they were probably dead, because that was like one of the drug capitals of the world. It was. But nonetheless, it's supposed to be a pretty city. Is it pretty?
Was
it?
Yeah, it was
all right. Yeah, you were out there kicking butt. So, but what I'm excited to do is present him. He won a gold medal at the Pan Am Junior Games. And what I think is great, I think the two most fantastic things about it are, first of all, he's from New York, and that's great. Well, there's actually several fantastic times. The second thing is he beat somebody from the Republic of Cuba. Mm-hmm. Yes, go democracy there. And the final thing is, and I don't think any of you know this, Jensen knows this. And Eric Deuce, I think he's at home, he knows this. His father and I were in school together. You graduated in 84?
Oh, thank
you. Was it 85? It was 84, okay. I think was it with Dave, my brother-in-law? Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Anyway. So, and weren't you in band with me?
Yeah.
You played the percussion. I don't know which one you specialized in. Didn't you play the percussion?
Yeah,
that's what I thought, yeah. So anyway.
And, what did you play?
Oh God, the trombone, I was terrible too. Oh my God. I pinched my fingers many times in the university. So anyway, so there's a long history. I've known him for his father for a long time. And did you play judo too, or do judo, whatever?
Back in the day.
With Corwin, Bob Corwin, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And Dennis is pretty good too. But come on up here. We got a little handout here for you. No money, I can't give you money. Your family can come up too late with pictures, however you want to do it. So, as you can tell, I'm not too formal.
Probably isn't.
Good. So this is from the mayor and the city council for representing, I should say, Alex Knopf, for representing the United States and the United City of York. Here, let me take this off. At the 2021 Junior Pan Am Games and winning a gold medal for men's judo in recognition of all your hard work and for your dedication and commitment to the sport of judo. Also, in recognition of your athleticism and outstanding sportsmanship. Congratulations. Great job.
Thank you.
Do you want to get in here too?
I can take a photo.
Yeah, do you want to put the mask on?
No.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, here, you can next one. He's your kid.
I'm gonna stand next to you.
Well, you still are.
Say cheese.
Queso.
Cheese looking.
There's a point in there. So, well, sure.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You've been doing beer for how long?
She's 16, 15 years about.
Really?
Long time.
You take him out?
Sometimes.
You still do judo?
No.
Oh. You did it for a long time, though.
10 years.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you. Well, thank you for coming. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Congrats. So where to next?
Michigan in a couple weeks, and then Spain this summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. And yeah. You win again, come back and give me another.
Right.
This is far. I can think of something else to say about your father. We'll see you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Yep, that's awesome. Okay. Excellent. So, next we have, there's no public hearings, are there? No? Are there any citizens, we'll start with the citizens here, and then we'll go to Zoom if there's anyone on Zoom. Are there any citizens here who would like to speak to an item on the agenda? Are there any citizens in Zoom who would like to speak to items on the agenda? Okay. Next, on the consent agenda, we do have, I'm going to explain it because I know if I don't follow the rules, I'm going to get a lecture. So, the second item, EDC 2212, is an IGA between Yorkville and the county. In case we need help doing inspections or they need help doing inspections, we'll help them out. They'll help us out. We've been doing that for how many years now?
9 years.
Nine. So it's very frequently used, but it's good. It's good intergovernmental agreement, and it's just good to have backup. So we do have a consent agenda. So I'm looking for a motion to approve the consent agenda with bills for $1,385,627.73.
So moved. So
second. Oh, I like that. And the EDC.
Second.
Yeah, I heard Coke over there. Nice. And that was Peterson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Nice. Okay. Can't have discussion, Mr. Funkhauser. We'll start with roll call.
Coke?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Well, mayor's report, as I reported, these masks are nice when you're out in the cold weather, so there's a plus for the masks, and that's all I have right now. Sorry about me with the short mayor's report. Is there a public works committee report?
No report.
Anything else? Okay, that's fine. EDC committee report. Looks like we have something here.
Yes, sir. So, we've got the ordinance approving a redevelopment agreement by and between the United City of Yorkville and the Williams Group LLC. So I would like a motion to approve an ordinance approving the redevelopment agreement by and between the United City of Yorkville and the Williams Group and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute and authorize staff to approve the easement at a future date.
Is there a second?
Second.
That was in there. Okay, Bart or Christy, who's explaining this or Aaron?
I'll take the first cut.
Okay.
So there is a memo in the packet that describes generally the basics of the TIF deal. So it's kind of our standard TIF redevelopment agreement. The component in there that is still variable just because of the timing of the agreement and our planning efforts is the two easements, both the riverfront and the art easement on there. The motion is drafted does give staff the future ability to approve the easement subject to your input at some point or another, definitely. But it would allow us to shorten the time frame for formal sign-off of that at a later date if you wish. That isn't acceptable because you want to make sure that you have final sign-off of the scope and location of it. We can scratch that part of the motion through an amended motion. And then the easement would still be negotiated by staff and then brought to you for City Council approval at a later date to be determined. The agreement, just so you know, is drafted such that if we don't come to an agreement on the easement, then there's no TIF incentive to pay out at a later date. But I don't anticipate that will be a problem. The developer has expressed willingness and actually excitement to see the riverfront easement granted and the park eventually built because that benefits their property. So So that's it. The TIF agreement is our basic deal, 25% of their total investment in the entire project. There is no issues with TIF eligibility because the land acquisition cost is a fully TIF eligible expense. So the renovation costs and everything else are variable, though they're required to submit those to us at a later date and get a maximum of 25% of that. But as we know, the TIF expires in 7 or 8 years from now, and if it's not extended, that will greatly limit their ability to be repaid from the 75% TIF increment annually estimated. So we did not formally estimate the amount of TIF increment in this property because it depends on what they actually do, how the assessor values it, and when it's completed. So we don't know how much that TIF stream will be each year. But it is another redevelopment project in the downtown and forwards a couple of our goals that we had approved in various plans over the years, and we recommend approval of the subject.
Mr. Funkhauser. No questions? Okay. Council members have questions? Okay, so I do actually have a question I didn't ask, and I should have embarrassed. How about parking? Will the parking be public or is it going to be private?
Maybe that'll
look
like Christy.
So, we have not discussed parking as proposed in public or private, but we did verify that the land use that they're proposing, parking can be met on site for those reasons.
So it would be subject to the standard zoning and development rules that you've already applied, and if they want to deviate from that or ask for less parking, then they would have to seek variance. But there's not a mandate for public parking, per se.
Correct.
Okay. So it's just a minimum private parking requirement.
So the majority of that lot down there will still be able to be used for other businesses and stuff down that area?
Subject to the developer's control, yes. I mean, they have the right to be able to say, we're restricting the parking so that it's only available to their businesses, or they can open it up if they want to.
And how many spots are there now?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
There's 55.
55?
So I apologize and bring it up. So what is your plan? Is that going to be private? Is that going to be public? Are you not ready to talk about that? And again, I should ask you this before I didn't. I apologize, but it's important to me.
Yeah, the plan right now is that it's probably going to remain private. The owner of Crusades just currently paying $300 to have access just onto the parking lot for his businesses on that block. So it isn't currently just being exclusively used by the owner building, but we would want it to remain at our discretion. Private or public, depending on what sort of businesses you put into our building in the future and what their requirements are.
Okay, other questions? I have other questions. What? You're just doing a portion of this building. When might you come forward with other development plans?
Well, as soon as we're done with phase one, which is the building that you guys have plans for. That's going to take between 4 and 5 months to get it completed. As soon as that's done, we're going to start the development process for the parking lot. That's going to be the next phase.
Okay. I'm going to go on the record now and say we need to address the public parking issue, the next discussion. I dropped the ball on that. I apologize. I'm not going to stick it to you. But that's got to be something that's, we got to have public parking going forward. And it's just got to be that way.
I agree with that.
I didn't either. Just one of those things you didn't think about, but I, you know, kicking myself in the ass for it. But I, it's got to happen going forward, or there won't be future deals.
So, just on that, it's private property, it's their parking lot. If they chose to close it, we can't force them to open that public parking. We've in the past worked with other businesses in the downtown for big events and those kind of things, so that we can have parking, but there have been certain instances where businesses have not wanted people parking on their property for some of our events or some of the larger events that are held privately for insurance purposes or other reasons. So, I'm opening a question about, are you saying you want to get this as public parking, or do you want an agreement for public parking for city events?
I would like to have that, but you know, we're at the table here and we didn't talk about it ahead of time, and that's not fair to them. But going forward, there are other properties that they're going to want to talk about. I think I think anybody we give TIF monies to, we need to have access for public parking. And it's public dollars. We're going to grow the downtown. That's the goal of everyone here, is to grow the downtown. That's why we're doing the TIF incentives. And for us to, and again, I take responsibility for it. I'm not blaming anyone but myself. But that's something that we just got to make sure everyone's aware of going forward. That if we're going to do something, they've got to have some accommodations for people to use the parking.
If I could, there's probably a natural extension of the phasing plan that the developer is discussing, in that we've got the old post office, and they've got a small strip of their property, and then the right-of-way for South Main, and then the rest of the property that we're talking about for the TIF deal. That strip between the post office and the right-of-way is probably unbuildable. We've talked about, you know, turning that into public parking long term. I would assume that whenever they come to us for a phase development down the road, they might be interested in talking to us about making that public parking at some point or another.
Yeah.
And it is certainly something that we should be thinking about.
And to Mr. Funkhouse's point, maybe we can talk to him. We don't have to decide tonight. Again, I'm trying to be fair right here. But maybe we talk about when there's special events, hey, are we able to, use 20 spaces or 10 spaces or whatever. And I'm not trying to get in there and lay their agreement with other businesses. It'll be some things that you think of. No different than we talk about having access along the river, that's important. This is one we need to consider going forward. So, on the plus side, as Bart said, there's not going to be any funds distributed until they do improvements. And that's going to help jumpstart that downtown. So I'm not saying I'm against this proposal, but these are the devil's in the details, they say. Okay.
I thought at EDC, the discussion of the parking was they would have certain spots closer to the building, and then the remaining part of the parking lot wasn't going to be private. Is that my right?
The comment was regarding the residential parking and whether it was reserved private parking just for the residential.
Right.
They agreed that, yes, there would be private parking reserved for
some. Yeah, I had no problem with that part.
Yeah, and that was my biggest concern. There's a residential component here. They serve that they have 24/7 private parking, and the businesses, they just need to be exposed in terms of what they have to have. That was my biggest concern.
Yeah.
Isn't there short-term parking on the street there too, on the north side?
Yeah, there's some on-street parking. If we did a parking study a few years ago that showed there are pockets, around. They're just not immediately adjacent to somebody's front door, so they don't.
And honestly, the parking's not an issue today. There's a couple times an issue, maybe, is when we have special events. Parking's tight everywhere. That happens to any council.
Sure.
I think to Mr. Funkhouse's point, great point. He had a great point, and I really think he did. And we can work that out. But I just think we need to have the mindset as an organization that when we're going to be working with people in the future, if there's going to be consideration, we've got to also have the discussion of, is some of this parking going to be available to the public? So I'm not by any means saying that we shouldn't do this. But we're all here, let's have that discussion. So, it's gonna be good. That building, we toured it probably 2 years ago, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And we looked at it, that just doesn't make sense for us. So, I'm excited. I know it's last minute, and that's what I'm telling you, I'm not hanging this up on it, but I'm excited, I really am. There's some activity going downtown, and you guys are leading charge, and I appreciate it. So, any other questions or comments since I threw that, and I'm gonna say wrench into the discussion, so. I held up the discussion. You all want to be done by 7:30. I apologize. I couldn't let that happen. Okay. Well, then we'll do a roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Yes.
Merrick?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Cope?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Mr. Peterson, anything else? Oh my gosh. Admin, anything for admin?
Nothing from admin.
Okay. Page here. It's Bob Seeger. Park Board. Who's going to talk about Park Board? Tim, do you want to talk about Park Board?
I'm happy to.
What? Okay. Yeah, you drove all the way out here. Come on up.
No, just as a member of states, we're just proposing, Park Board proposing installing a pickleball court at Rotary Park. With the funds that we had received as part of an incentive agreement a few years ago. So the memo kind of explains in there what we're looking to spend the funds on, and we're at Everett Park, we're looking to install this pickleball court. So the park board is working out recommendations to the city council and looking for it.
And that's up to $50,000, correct?
Yes, sir.
And the nice and exciting thing about this is that staff is going to do most of this work, correct?
We anticipate doing all of
it. Yeah, it's amazing the things that they're able to do. And it's helped us buy equipment and all kinds of things, so that's fantastic.
So last year, we actually redid all the tennis courts, basketball courts, and the hopes of learning how to do that process so that we can install it all over the future.
You know, I got completely coincidental, but if anyone does Facebook here, I don't do a lot of Facebook, but I had a memory pop up today. It was from, I think, 7 or 8 years ago. Let's see, maybe 7. I had a 2, 3, 4 all the time. Anyway, it said, Daddy's making the kids, swear to God, this was said, peanut butter sandwiches and pickle juice for lunch. My kids used to drink pickle juice. So we're talking about pickle. And they loved it. Now they want to probably touch it to save their life. They'd ask for pickle juice. Yeah, exactly. Peanut butter sandwich and pickle juice. I should pull it up and you can put it on, you know, live chat or whatever, live stream, whatever we call it. Anyway, I saw Mr. Funkhouse. You had some questions?
First, should we put a motion on the table for our discussion?
Yes, please.
All
right. Is that motion?
Yes.
And Mr. Peterson, did I see you second
it? Oh, I'm second. I do have questions, too.
Yeah, let Mr. Funkhouse go since he's following the Roberts rules, or the Chris's rules.
The memo mentioned that there was some community input from this one. I assume it's either surveys or it's just input solicited that we received. I don't think it's a very hot topic. Popular right now.
It's been one of the top things that we've gotten requests for. It's definitely been the number one thing from the park board that they've received. So it was definitely something that was high on our list of amenities that we do not have in the city at all.
That sounds good. I know it's big and a lot of room for something that, you know, is actually being desired by the public. The only couple things I want to question and ask about is orientation of the field. The park right now is showing east to west at Rotary Park. Ideally, it would be north south in order to accommodate longer play and not have sun issues out on the courts. It appears that this court might interfere with the three soccer fields that are out there, at least the Eastern field. And my thought is, we do have the park up on Tuscany at the north end and the north side of the field. I want to dig in and kind of get an understanding of why we chose Rotary Park as compared to the northern park, which does have an improvement plan, but right now there's minimal improvements out there. So I just want to kind of get some input on those three items.
Sure. I mean, for the layout, and we laid it out because we were hoping, Scott felt like that was the best way to lay it out with the way that the ground is out there, as well as gives us the opportunity to potentially expand it someday if we wanted to do it on this court. As for why this location, we did look at other locations. One, we were limited with the funds because it was coming from Grand Reserve. It had to be put back to Grand Reserve. So we only had a few places. We initially looked at Stepping Stone Park. We were trying to find a place that made sure it was easily accessible. Pickleball is usually played by a little bit of an older generation. So some of the park board members wanted to make that very clear. They didn't want to walk very far to get to the park. Stepping Stone we did look at because there was a school parking lot there. However, the school was just really not in favor of that just because a lot of people coming out, especially the new generation, that come out potentially during the school days and they didn't want to have cars that were not associated with the school coming out of there. So this was a place where we had easily a parking lot, it was easily accessible, it has on-street parking as well. As for the soccer field, we don't do soccer there. There's a flag football field, or a football field, and they're only there a couple months out of the year. It's kind of out of the way of that. So another reason we liked it over here was you had other playground amenities. So if you have grandparents coming to play and as the grandchildren are coming, there's a park, there's a shelter nearby, things like that. So we thought there'd be a lot of people able to expand here if needed.
So if I can follow up.
Please.
So the orientation is based on just fitting into that park and the grades that exist out there.
Yes.
So it'll be sure to be installed since that we had
ourselves.
That makes sense, but I would caution against just putting it in for the way that fits as compared to putting it in as the best orientation. Because as you mentioned, the second point is expansion. If you do plan to expand, I would want to put it perpetuate the orientation that's not ideal for this, since, as you said, this is the biggest request we've had. I don't want to put in something that's not done correctly from the get-go. And something to live with is the course and their orientation.
Chris, let me say this. I appreciate your comments. Let's talk about it. I'm not going to promise we will change it. We'll talk about it. You know, I think they're good points, and we should at least talk about it.
Yeah. Okay, but okay. I appreciate you recognizing that area, throwing me off with the interruption. But yeah, my points are, I know it has to be for every service, but I want to make sure we do it right.
Yeah.
Okay, so $50,000, I don't have an issue spending on this one. I'm good with that, but let's make sure that we're doing it right the first time.
We will look into it.
And so,
yes, sir.
And without impeding on other ones, and I'm glad that you recognize that when you play football, I thought it was soccer, you play football.
It's actually part of football. It's actually tackle football.
So it's not something that's a permanent court or field that can be.
No.
Okay. So, then that's what I have. Just make sure we do it right.
Okay.
Mr. Peterson.
And to kind of piggyback on that, did you talk to YYT yet? Because they're out there every night in the summer. I mean, it's pretty crowded, and they use up a lot of that space. So my concern is on the end of where the pickleball is, they're going to be running right into where those are. I know they've got cheerleading practice, they've got football practice, and they use like two, three different fields there. So that was that's my only concern.
Yes, we'll make sure it works out.
Okay.
So that would be a problem. And there's also other spaces we have for YYTF if we need to move them. For whatever reason, if they grow bigger than that place, there are other places to go. Like we already have a situation we're working with in the baseball groups because there is a baseball field there. So it's always on the top of mind about how we're going to make sure we coordinate all the sports groups and the amenities that people have in the community.
Perfect. Thank you. I think it's a great idea. So thank you.
Mr. Transier.
What type of yearly maintenance do football courts require?
I mean, it's no different than a tennis court. So, I mean, you know, periodically, that's why staff have been learning how to repaint them, how to resurface them. You know, other than you're going to have somebody breaks the fence, and for some reason you have kids that are moving around the fence, and it's anything like any other park. So,
fairly inexpensive.
What's that?
Fairly inexpensive.
It's very inexpensive, if at all, hopefully. Is there any lighting at this time, though?
Moonlight. Moonlight. That's a Van Morrison song. Anyone else on this side? Maddie.
Actually, when it was originally proposed for Stepping Stones, I like that. And then it was a little bit frowny face to say when I saw it was going to be proposed to be just because we've got a lot of sports going on. You know, baseball's played there. The younger kids are in the grass fields. It's a very saturated park. And as we kind of have our mapping of parks, what I like is the aspect that different parks have different drawing aspects to them. You go to the park for a little while. Aces, because it's got the stoplight and the road. There's not a whole lot of stuff going on in Stepping Stones. We have a small park there, and we have a small seating area. And there's really not a whole lot there as we're looking to trying to draw people to different areas. I think that's a great thing, because that's Stepping Stones part of the original location. And to Chris's point too, where it's kind of sandwiched here, you're blocking space in the wrong direction, but it's not intuitive kind of to that area that you kind of mentioned before. Personally, if I had a consideration, I'd like to revisit Stepping Stones as the original idea and have a discussion amongst the group here, what their thoughts are on that space. Do we have a third park location that's yet in the Grand Reserve, or is this just the two right now?
I mean, the other spots, I mean, the issue was parking was going to be the biggest obstacle of where it was just at that easily accessible is that parking lot. When we looked at Stepping Stone, it was using the school lot, and it was putting it, so I mean, you would have this on-street parking. When we spoke to the school district, they were really not in favor of having us there because they did not want people parking in the lot when the school came. Going on and having cars that weren't associated with school going over to this thing.
Right.
So that kind of limited where we could put it at. It was going to be on-street parking, and some of our older park board members were really against that. They really wanted, they directed us to try to find a place to have parking. So you only have like three spots where you have a parking lot in Grand Reserve, two that we control, one's bridge. That's really not an option there. I thought that would just be a nightmare when you have baseball games going on, and then there's a ball court out there. They're probably not enough parking during the week in this amenity there. So we felt like this had the most space to put this in. The limitations we had that the park board was asking us to look at when it came to having a parking lot and your parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a problem that's quite frequent with a lot of the park shoes. There's not really any parking.
And I think if this is popular, it's not expanding, it could be you can put another two courts somewhere else in the city.
Right.
I mean, this was kind of, you had the funds available, but they needed to stay in this subdivision. It could be something Scott and I talked about is, if this is really popular, we get a lot of requests, maybe we look at putting another set in somewhere else throughout the city. So like you said, it would spread people out to different places throughout the city.
Yeah, I think it makes sense, great sense. I mean, my entire block is a pickleball parking center. So if you guys can come out and measure and give us some pointers on the property size, we'd love to appreciate your plan. I love the idea. I think it's a great thing. I mean, to your point, traditionally it's an older sport.
Yes.
But
it's wrong.
Our kids are restricted.
Yes, it's wrong.
Being safe. As far as I'm aware, JJ hasn't gotten calls about our kids running in the street, getting them away cars. But,
just the sheep.
What's that?
Just the inflatable sheep.
But I love the idea. So, I mean, if everybody's on board with the group, if that makes sense, and you know, I'm all for it. Just wanted a discussion on stepping stones with any clarification.
Other questions or comments? But to Tim's point, these are monies that were received from the Grand Reserve agreement. So this has to be done in Grand Reserve. Otherwise, we have to take monies from somewhere else and do some other improvement in Grand Reserve. So that is part of the limitation we're dealing with as well. Did I see your hand again?
The park up north did trust me to impress me. Are there any other improvements planned for that park other than the 3-4 basketball?
After time, I mean, there are discussions Scott and I had because it is an open space of potentially either putting another baseball field there if we ever needed it, potential soccer field, things of that nature. So, I mean, we haven't solidified anything and taken it to the park board to say this is what would happen there in the future. But we did leave it as an open space to give us some options.
Is there a parking lot up there? I don't remember.
No, there's not a parking lot.
What would a parking lot cost?
We haven't estimated it, but I mean, typically.
A couple hundred grand?
Yeah, I mean, it's like north of six figures for sure.
But if we can come up a couple hundred grand, then we can do it there. But I mean, that's. I understand what you're saying, and that was my thought too, Chris. But now you're talking.
Well, I just. So, rotary is not my favorite place, so I'll be very honest. And I'm with Merrick right here on stepping stones would be a great opportunity for it. Using the on-street parking at the northeast corner of the park, you don't have to use the parking lot because the senior demographic that's going to use a field like this, they're going to want the shortest point to walk. They're not going to want to park in the parking lot. You know, if we put the field to the north or the port in the northeast corner, they're going to park in the street and they're going to walk the shortest distance. You know, if I were to well, I don't care. I can park anywhere and do a bike. It just depends on the demographic that we're working with here. I just think we maybe need to think about somewhere else other than Rotary.
Tim, what's the time frame for getting the whatever together? I mean, the net and all that equipment can't be that
much. Some of it is unpredictable just with supply chain issues right now. I mean, normally in the past, I mean, we were hoping to have this done by beginning of June, middle of June at the latest. I mean, we're going to hopefully start digging out the groundwork as soon as the weather broke.
Let's do this. I'd like a motion in a second. Let's send this to the next meeting. We're talking about some more. I'm not promising you're going to come up with something different. We're going to talk about it further.
I
won't
table until we're good with discussion.
Everyone fine moving to the next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a motion by Monk. I'll second by Peterson.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
We got to vote.
We got to vote. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Okay.
So the motion second to move to the next meeting.
Okay, and Funkhauser?
Yes.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Yes.
Merrick?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries to table.
Okay, thank you. And again, we'll look at it. We'll talk about some more. I'm not going to promise it's going to be different, but we're going to talk a little further. And I'll talk about it with them. We've talked about it briefly, but I haven't gotten this kind of detail with them, so I'll do that. Okay, anything else, Tim, from the park board? Okay, thank you very much. Oh, wait, you got a couple more meetings. Talk about it one more time. What's the next event coming up? It's a month away.
St. Patrick's Day is Saturday, March 12th.
Yeah.
The 5K run starts at 9 a.m., the parade's at 11, and then we have fireworks at 6:30 that night.
Fireworks, isn't that awesome? Thank you all. We're on 4 events with fireworks this year. This town is rocking it. Thank you, Tim, I appreciate it. Okay, city council report, anything? City clerk report, anything?
No report.
Community and liaison reports? Nothing? Yes, sir. Oh, you got it. That's right. I forget. You go to the street.
The YBSD did confirm to me that the COVID trend is still dropping. Our current numbers are 1/5%, so we're under 1%. And there is only traces of Omicron, nothing else to show.
That's good news. That's fantastic. Thank you. That's interesting. Are you seeing something similar from Fox Metro?
Our numbers are dropping. Yeah, we're still getting our data in. We do a lot more testing.
Right. They
do.
And you got a bigger area, too.
Yeah, we're seeing drastic numbers dropping.
Yeah, awesome. That's good. Thank you. Well, we made it through the latest wave. I think Vegas should start putting odds on the next wave is going to be. Because we keep thinking it's over, and the dang thing keeps coming back. It's like a bad penny, right? It keeps showing up. Okay, anything else from the city council? Or community liaison report, sorry. Nope. Plocher, do you have anything for us?
No, sir.
Okay. Staff report, anything else?
No reports.
Okay, now, mayor's report number two. I'm going to turn it over to Bart. I don't have anything not written yet, but it might come up. You know, I think of things off the cuff. But I've told a lot of those stories already. Go ahead, Bart.
Just a couple items on both the building and the water. On the building, just a reminder, our bids for construction are open next week. So Tuesday at 10 a.m., actually, we'll be conducting due diligence and vetting. Immediately after that, we should have a bid update for you at the February 22nd City Council meeting before we're expecting to vote potentially on those construction bids at the March 8th meeting. And then, additionally, at that February 22nd meeting, we should have all of the supplemental purchases that we need to do or updates on those. And that includes furniture, which expires at the end of the month, the security system, the IT equipment that we'll need, supplemental optional high-density storage proposal that we did for the Community Development Department, as well as an engineering agreement with EEI to do the external improvements to the building related to curbs, sidewalk, fencing, and all those fun things. So that is my city building update. Anybody have any questions? Great. On the water side, mentioned at the last meeting that the legislation for our DWC representation was being drafted. It has been drafted. As far as I know, it's been submitted. We are looking for sponsors and stakeholders in order to move that forward here at the state level this spring for a spring session. There's no guarantee it'll get done. The state is doing a lot of things, and so our fallback there obviously is veto session. From a staff level on the Lake Michigan capital improvement planning, we have started to work through $90 to $100 million, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year plan. We anticipate that we'll be able to review some of that at a very high level with you probably in March or April. Definitely not in full in time with the budget proposal, but hopefully right around the time we're approving it, and then we can go back and revise the budget in order to capture those expenditures. Except for, we already have identified a few items related to planning, design, engineering work that need to be done related to Lake Michigan allocation and just, rate structures and all these other things that we have to do. And so there probably will be a small component within the budget proposal that talks about funding a few of those things next year. But the vast majority of the Lake Michigan project will probably be, let's have a bunch of discussions about it, get together a financing plan, talk about rates, and then do those over the course of the next several months for the next, 5 to 10 years in the future. That's all I have.
Questions or comments? I'm just gonna keep repeating this. We don't, as Bart said, we don't have anything now, but we will. We're gonna have to increase water rates. It's just plain as the sun will come up. I just want them to keep that in their mind. We'll have some discussion, we'll have some proposals, but it's gonna have to happen. So, and it's not a bad thing, it's just what the cost is. Okay, nothing else on that? Any additional business? I know we do have executive session, but we're not quite there yet. I know you're all disappointed about that, but we do. Okay, Any citizen comments for anyone here at the meeting? Any citizen comments from Zoom? There will be no action after executive session. We will take about a 4-minute break, so if anyone needs to use the facilities or stretch. But what are we just doing? Pending litigation?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. So we are looking for an executive session to discuss pending litigation when it's imminent, whatever the state statute says.
It just pending is good.
Oh, thank you. No motion and no second. We have our attorney here. He's high priced. Come on. Okay. Sorry, Tom. Okay, so we got Soling, and I think I heard a second over here, Peterson. Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Yes.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Yes.
Merrick.
Yes.
Peterson.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you all. We're back in regular session at 8:40. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
There's a second. Okay. I guess we have to do a roll call for this, too.
Yeah.
Koch.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Yes.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Come in a second.